Always nice to spend a few minutes chatting with our next show host, Brian Ross, Real News Brian. Nice to speak to you today. And as is always the case, there's just lots and lots and lots of different things to look at and talk about.
Absolutely. And one big story trumps another. We never know where to turn. Of course, that's the joy of being a news person. It's never boring.
It isn't. I guess we can start off. I looked at some of the video of the deposition of Donald Trump. What did you think about that video?
Well, I've seen a number of depositions over the years of him. He thinks he's very clever, and he denies everything. But in the end, it seems to me that it's closing in on him. His old tricks are not playing as well as they once did.
Yeah, and they even gave him that great opportunity for him to read his opening statement. It's going to be interesting to see how that winds along. And but like I always say to everybody else, this is just the tip of the iceberg because the real big case against Donald Trump and is to me is the one in Georgia where he whether or not he asked for votes. I mean, yeah, having sex, transferring funds. I mean, we've had politicians do that all the time. So it's going to be very interesting seeing how everything else runs up the course after that.
Well, it will, and I think also keep a close eye on the fact that the courts have now said that his vice president, Michael Pence, can testify before the grand jury. Pence chose not to appeal that. Trump's trying to appeal it. But I think, from my point of view, as big as the Georgia thing may be, I think there'll be a lot more integrity and firepower legally behind the investigation that Jack Smith, the special counsel, is conducting with the Washington, a federal grand jury, looking into one, the alleged cover up of hiding the documents, and two, his role in the January 6th insurrection.
We'll move on from this whole. We're going to be stuck with Donald Trump for all the rest of our natural lives, but we'll move on from this particular phase right now. And it's interesting. I look at the headlines, and there's an Indiana blaze where they've had to cancel classes, toxic fumes, Southern New Jersey wildfire, and there still can be out in Los Angeles and Las Vegas. Huge water cuts and the new proposed plan to save the Colorado River. The environment really put a big foot forward in the news this week.
I'll say, we and the Biden administration, was a surprise to many that he authorized some more drilling up in Alaska and then cut off the rest. I think we all see the consequences of the climate change going on in our world. It's pretty hard to ignore at this point. The big petroleum companies for years tried to deny it, tried to prove scientifically it didn't exist. And that was its own kind of hoax that I think cost us time in terms of being ready to sort of find a way to overcome or at least mitigate the damage from all the climate change, what we've done to our own planet.
It's amazing when you take a look at the stories how they stack up and stack up, and I guess we should go on to Russia as once again an indication of how bad things really are. Vladimir Putin is trying to set up new rules to make it harder for Russians to avoid call up, as now regular Russians are beginning to worry about maybe a new mobilization effort.
Right. Well, that's the as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, with excellent reporting, the so-called winter offensive by the Russians failed miserably. They lost a lot of lives, a lot of them convicts who were freed to go fight, but they lost a lot of lives with these suicide attacks with very little gain on the ground. And I think, Marshall, one of the things that has really intrigued me is this the huge load of documents that were posted on the internet, which apparently come right out of US intelligence circles, which are a very frank assessment of what's happening in Ukraine. Not only do they assess, with apparently very good inside sources in the Russian military, how badly they're doing, but also the fact that the Ukrainians have their own issues. They're running low on ammunition. There's a point in May, according to these documents, where they really would not be able to support a very vigorous air defense, raising the question of whether the Russians would bring in their high-powered jet bombers, which they so far haven't used for fear they'd be shot down. That could all change, according to these documents, next month.
All right, that is an interesting take. We'll move on to another interesting thing. He just can't help himself, but Elon Musk did an unexpected BBC interview and mentioning what's going on with Twitter and how Twitter is assigning tags to the different news organizations.
Yeah. And calling originally he was calling the NPR government media. Now it's government supported media. The same thing with the BBC. He certainly has he his stewardship of Twitter has cost him billions of dollars. He really financially that thing is worth half what it once was, and he continues to have his own unique take on the world for better or worse. It's just a reminder that, let's not rely too much on all these social media sites. They are privately owned and they have their own rules of the road, which they're allowed to have. Even so, with Musk at the helm there, Twitter has become an interesting place to watch, at least from a reporter's point of view. I don't necessarily love all they're doing, but he's never boring either, just like Mr. Trump.
And a story that is kind of under the radar, but shouldn't be. President Biden in Northern Ireland, and talking about 25 years of peace. And Northern Ireland is a very, very important negotiating tool, pact, whatever you need to keep Europe, Europe.
Absolutely, that's become a big issue there in terms of how that's resolved. It was interesting that Mr. Biden traveled there, I guess, to mark the anniversary of the Good Friday Accords, which brought some measure of peace to that troubled island, and also to, I guess, check out his own ancestry in Ireland, which would be interesting to see, bringing along his son Hunter. In the middle of controversy, Hunter's still there.
It's one of the things I like about President Biden. Now, I don't agree with everything, but I do like the way he has worked hard and has been very successful in restoring all those very, very, very important ties we have with Europe.
Without a doubt. I mean, they were the previous president thought there was no need to have any relationship with NATO or Europe. And as we've seen in Ukraine, it's been absolutely essential. I think if there's any one thing where Joe Biden has really excelled, it's putting back together those alliances, which are really so important to our own national security. It's not something that's sort of opaque, and it's very, very clearly important to our national security.
I think it makes everybody feel a little more comfortable with the way they sleep at night. I guess one final thing to throw in here, and that is, what's going to happen when this war in Ukraine is over, and all these incredible beheadings and crimes? Is that going to go anywhere, or what do you think is going to happen there?
It's probably going to be part of the negotiation to end the war. At this point, though, pretty clearly, serious war crimes brought against Putin and other leaders in Russia. I don't know how they get out of that. Why? Who would be prepared to let that go if Putin says, "You've dropped that, I'll stop the war." That's a trade-off. That's well above our pay grades, Marshall. But that's going to be an issue without a doubt. And
And
they were hesitant to bring those charges for that very reason, so they thought made it impossible to get negotiations, but they did, and that's how it stands.
sadly, we must end on another mass shooting in the United States.
Well, it's hard to keep track of them, and it reminds me of the continued effort by people to stand up and demand some kind of legislative action. We saw what happened in Tennessee, where they essentially expelled two members of the Tennessee State House for having a protest on the floor of the House over a gun reform legislation. They were kicked out by the Republicans, and now they've been put back in by their local county, and it's a move by the Republicans that completely backfired. made these two little-known state house Republican, state house Democrats extremely well-known nationally, and has put a focus on this issue.
Always interesting to talk to you, Brian. You're going to get out there and enjoy this weather.
Absolutely am. Putting the furniture out from the patio right now.
Brian, I'll speak to you next week. Have a great week.
You're great. Talk to you. Great. Talk to you then, Marshall. It's great to talk to you.